With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Can't touch this. Hammer time.
Well, it's that time of the morning when we invite in our assistant producer, Hammer, to change the subject, basically, whatever we're talking. Kind of glad today.
Yeah,
it's
for
enough
sure.
Chargers talk for me. I don't know. We'll get back to it or not at any point this morning, but I had to say something, obviously, when they lose
like
that.
Well, I mean, hell, if it was, like I said, a Bengals-Titans game and it lost like that, I'm sure we'd be talking about it as well. You get that extra little juice because it's the Chargers.
It was the weird ending of the day in the NFL.
There's no doubt.
Oh, by the way, an update quickly. Sorry, Hammer.
It's all good.
King Pouncey tweeting in, pay dirt. North American ground containing ore in sufficient quantity to be profitably extracted.
Pay dirt, so, baby.
Yeah, like mining.
Mining. I
love
it.
All the way to the pay dirt.
Pay dirt.
All right, Hammer, what's on your mind this morning?
Bring me some pay dirt, Hammer.
So I was thinking of karma. I don't really understand karma and like when you can cash in on karma. So I have this friend, gonna name nameless. And so they served some pretty serious time. They about like 8 years.
Whoa, okay.
They're locked up. Got out and has been like living the best life.
Clean
like,
life.
Super clean. It's been going on for about 3 years now. And she does public transportation. She's on the bus and she finds this wallet. And it's got a bunch of money in it.
Ooh.
And she turns the money in. And she tells me this story. And I'm like, what are you doing? Your karma has built up to the fact that you were able to find a wallet with hundreds of dollars in it. Shouldn't you be able to cash in right then and there? Like, yo, because she's been living a clean life. She's been killing it. Right there, no one notices. Like, she can turn in the wallet, grab the $300.
Right.
No big deal, but she turned the wallet in 100%, and I thought her good karma was the $300 she could have just easily picked up.
Her karma will remain good because she turned in that wallet with $300 in it. I've always felt like that's how karma works. I feel like that was a test.
Like you're still building up for something better than $300?
Absolutely. $300 is nothing. Now, if you're talking $1 million in a bag, all right, maybe you take your shot there, but for $300 to eradicate or wipe out all of the karma you've built up, that's bad karma.
If I'm the person who lost the wallet,
I give her a taste.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, can you think about all the inconveniences that go into
worst.
Having to replace what's in your wallet?
And it's not just the money. It's actually the
oh, it's the least
it's
of
the
it.
Least
driver,
stuff.
Driver's license, credit stuff. Cards, things like that. It's like, I'd probably give you at least half.
Yeah, at least.
Just as a finder's fee for returning the wallet.
And her thing was, she didn't even give it back to the person that had it. Like, for me, I get that. Like, all right, you keep onto the wallet because then you have the driver's license. You can somehow find it.
Find that
you got
person.
The address.
Yeah, Facebook it.
Something like that. She just gave it to the bus driver. Like, yo, if this person comes back on. And then I'm like, all right, that bus driver is going to take the money now.
But see, it's she wipes her hands of it. She wipes her hands. And I don't know. I mean, karma is a weird thing. The guy I always go to when I think about karma is Tiger Woods. And I don't know why I do. Tiger Woods was literally playing the best golf on the planet, Ben, when he was living the worst life off the course. He couldn't have been a sketchier character. But when he got on the golf course, what happened? Lights out. Nobody better. And then you think, well, man, like, how does that happen? He's living a terrible life and he's rising these new heights. But then, Hammer, karma got him. When he got popped, karma got him. And he went into an absolute tailspin. So it's weird like how it works. I've always heard that you don't get the karma until your next life. If you believe in next lives, I heard karma doesn't work that way in this
I
life.
I hope that's not true because I feel really bad for my next life because that sucks. Because
you've lived a terrible life. Your next life's going to be even worse.
Life. There's just some things that I'm like, oh, man, that's really going
to
hurt me next
time
life.
To make up for it.
I do think about karma a lot, though. Ben, are you a karma guy?
Well, I don't believe it as a magical force, but I do believe that if you act in a positive way, good things will tend to flow from you because, well, that you're just that kind of person. You know, people will want to help you. You help other people, they will want to help you on the way back.
It's hard, somewhere. Though, because you can't, when you help someone, you can't expect anything in return.
No.
That's one thing I've learned over 44 years is that you can't think, oh, man, I really took care of this guy. And he's going to have my back always. Doesn't work that way. And it's hard. I wrestle with that a lot of like, maybe I should just be a jerk. Like a lot of people that I know that I was friends with, they're just jerks. And I'm like, maybe I should just be a jerk. And then I think, nah, man, don't change who you are expecting a result from somebody
There's
else.
There's definitely some people that deserve to be jerks too, though.
Correct.
I believe that not everybody deserves the same behavior because some people just don't deserve nice.
That's exactly right.
One question that's been just kind of a little seed in my brain during this conversation. Were you friends with this person before they went in for the 8 years?
No, okay. I met him after, yeah. Okay. We were part of the same program, so we started talking, and I was like, whoa. And we became really good friends.
Did you say it was a girl?
Yeah.
Wow. It's hardcore.
Her story's unbelievable.
Really?
I can't tell it. It's
right.
Crazy.
It's anonymous.
Yeah.
We
her name's Nameless. That's
her name,
name
is Nameless. Yeah. It's 8 years, though. That's hardcore. No, I think she absolutely 100% unequivocally did the best thing that she could do. You know, I really do. And even if she was struggling, riding the bus, giving that $300 back, I think it'll come back to her in spades. I really do.
I felt like such a bad friend, too. I'm like, why didn't you steal the money?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's, you know.
You're on a new path.
Yeah, you're on a new path. And you got to stick to that path. All right?
Makes sense? Once you steer off, I know how it is.
$300 could have been dangerous for her.
Stop. Hammer time.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.